and welcome to another episode of Your New Mexico Government. I'm your host, Kaliole Colonna. There's less than one full day left in the 54th legislative session for the great state of New Mexico. I speak with Gwyneth Dolan from New Mexico PBS to break down what passed, what hasn't, and what's waiting until next year. Your New Mexico Government starts now. Back at you for Your New Mexico Government. We're almost done with the legislative session. Here with me is Gwyneth Dolan from New Mexico PBS to give us a quick pre-wrap-up. How are you, Gwyneth?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm trying to fight off a little bit of a bug, but you know, politics is 24-hour-a-day cycle, so I'm here toughing it out, and we're going to break this down.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So, a quick rundown of what has been passed, what has been tabled, what may have to wait until next year. What do you got?
Yeah. Well, you and I were talking a few minutes ago, late this Wednesday afternoon, the Senate voted in favor of an anti-crime passage of bills that the House put together, but they made some changes, so that'll go back. But that's kind of a big deal. The Senate voted unanimously there. There were a lot of crime bills, but none of them really moved forward until now. So that's kind of a big deal.
Okay.
Big picture wise here, when I left the roundhouse today, the Senate was debating the budget, and the House was talking about some solar tax credits, which they passed this afternoon. So that's going to the governor.
All right.
And that is, I think, a 10% credit on the cost of solar up to, I think, $6,000, which is kind of a big deal. This was a credit that we used to have, but that expired and they didn't renew it. So I'm sure all of the solar companies are really happy, and people who have been waiting to jump on that are going to be interested in the details of that.
Very good.
In terms of health, a new tobacco law that's going to require stores that sell tobacco or vaping products, they're going to have to be licensed now. So they're going to have to pay a fee. I think it's $750, something like that, per location.
Oh, wow.
And they're have, yeah. And so they're going to have to register and be licensed. And I didn't follow this, but I think it is in response to what we have seen with vaping in young people. And some of these companies, were promoting themselves as quit smoking things. And, we all know people who've used them when they were quitting smoking.
Yeah.
But one of the unintended consequences of those tools is that young people thought they were cool. And mm-hmm. So now we have millennials and Gen Z, all these teens, 20 and 30 somethings, who picked up nicotine products recently.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to crack down on that. They passed a plan to allow importing cheaper drugs from Canada, which is sort of an end run around lowering prescription drug prices.
Yes. They got that through. That's important.
Yeah. They passed some accommodations for pregnant workers, essentially adding them to, as a category of people you can discriminate against.
Okay.
Well, people you can't discriminate against now. And it's going to require employers to make reasonable accommodation for them, like allowing them to sit down or moving them from a job where they have to lift 50 pounds to one where they lift left or lift left. They don't lift as much or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll put the red flag bill here just because advocates would say as a suicide reduction. The Speaker of the House, Brian Egolf, I asked him about this today. He's a Democrat representative from Santa Fe. I asked him about this today, and I said, this is a budget session. We're supposed to be talking about money. Why is this gun bill here?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, because if it saves one life, it's worth it. And so I know advocates are really happy about that, although, there are plenty of people I talked to today who are unhappy about it.
Yes. Yes, that was one of the more contentious bills of this year's session.
Some of the things that I know fans of transparency and open government are really happy about That the Senate did change its rules to allow people to take pictures and shoot video in those committee meetings without having to ask permission. This came about after that KRQE reporter, and they told her to stop filming, and everyone got upset. And so they in fact changed that rule. The House voted to write down and publish the votes in committee when they vote to table a bill. And when they vote to table it, you know, technically that's like, oh, well, we're just not going to talk about it. But in effect, it's a way to kill something.
Yeah.
When we say bills die in committee, sometimes it's that they voted no, but sometimes it's that they voted to table it.
Yeah.
And this has been a way to sort of not be on the record as being against something. And so the House voted for most of its committees to do that, except for the finance committees where the bills are really big. And anyway.
Yeah.
So they did that. And in a rebuke of Governor Susana Martinez, the House and Senate agreed on a law that will require all lawsuit settlements by the state to be made public immediately instead of the months-long waiting period that resulted in us only finding out months after the governor had left office that she had settled all these millions of dollars in lawsuits.
Yes, yes. That looks like a lot. Any word on SJ7? It was a commission to, it was a Senate joint resolution to get lawmakers paid, in effect paving the way for anyone to run for office.
That's right. That was, they were going to ask the Ethics Commission to set salaries. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. Well, SJ7, did you say?
SJ7. It looked like it was on its way. There were some who were against it. I'm interested in that because as we're talking big picture, long term, just from covering this for the last month and seeing a lot of issues that get kicked down the road, punted on, if you will, because the time, well, that's one of the excuses or the reasoning, because we don't have enough time. Well, should we had a, we go from a citizen run legislature to a professional legislature, they'll have the time, they'll be paid for the time.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have a full-time legislature, and that's not what they're saying. States like California have a full-time legislature, so that does become their real job. Even if we pay these people, they're still going to be teachers, they're still going to be lawyers, they're still going to be peanut farmers like they are now.
Hmm.
But I think the argument is that it will allow people, you know, lawyers have the luxury of being able to kind of shove their clients aside for a little bit. And many of their clients are like, ooh, my lawyer is a state representative or whatever. And, you know, farmers, the whole reason we do this in January and February is because farmers aren't doing much during that time.
Yeah.
So that did make it through a couple of Senate committees. I don't see that the Senate has acted on it yet.
Okay.
They could. It's on the Senate floor calendar. Can it get through the House? It's a joint resolution. So I think it would have to get through the House. Could it do that tomorrow? I don't know.
Yeah, they may not have enough time.
Yeah. Yeah.
As is always the case. Any word on PARA?
Yeah. So, you know, they passed a plan to make the state public employees pension fund solvent in the next couple of decades. It was contentious only in that, you know, public workers will have to pay a little bit more for a little while, and the state will have to pay a little bit more for a little while. But overall, they came to consensus on it because everybody knows that it's a problem. It's $7 billion in the hole. They know they have to fix it. And this was, in the end, seen as a pretty reasonable way to do that.
Yeah.
They also passed what's called the New Mexico Work and Save Act, which is a public retirement savings plan. It's voluntary. But if you are self-employed, if you work at a little nonprofit, if you work at a regular company that just doesn't offer a 401k or whatever, the state's going to set up this little online system where you can go and sign up and they'll take the money out of your bank account every month and boop, all of a sudden you've got a retirement account. And it's going to be easier, they say, for people to do than trying to find a financial advisor and set it up, you know, on their own.
I like that. That's going to help a lot of people out. Well, okay. We're going to keep an eye on the finish line tomorrow at noon to see as they wrap everything up at the Roundhouse. Gwyneth, I want to thank you so much for talking to me over these last couple of weeks, educating me and the listeners as to the big picture items and what's really important here in New Mexico. Thanks again.
My pleasure.
And that's about all the time we have for this episode of Your New Mexico Government. It's the second to last one. I want to give many thanks to Gwyneth Dolan from New Mexico PBS. Thanks for coming on the show and offering fantastic insight and great reporting when talking about these complex, nuanced issues. If you want to see more from her or the whole gang at New Mexico PBS, just tune in to New Mexico In Focus, Friday nights at 7 on New Mexico PBS. Your New Mexico Government is a collaboration between KUNM, New Mexico PBS, and the Santa Fe Reporter. Funding for our legislative coverage is provided in part by the Thornburg Foundation and the New Mexico Local News Fund. Tomorrow on the show, I speak with Mr. New Mexico PBS himself, Mr. Gene Grant. We're going to break down a best of and see exactly how the session went. For everybody here at KUNM, I'm Khalil A. Colonna. Thanks for listening.